Case number 9724, Gerald and Karen Hurst, north of Road 273A, south of 4th Street, being units 204 through 207 within Bay Vista Development, a variance from the rear yard setback requirements.
State your full name and address.
Gerald T. Hurst, and it's 37390 4th Street, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right,
from the rear.
Is this a reapplication?
Is this a new application?
You've been here before, sir, and the board turned down your request?
Yes, there was some confusion about that. I guess it's more on my part. The request was for both a side and a rear variance. And it was after listening to the tapes of the hearing, because it was tabled during the first appearance. I had to come back later to listen to the tapes. I believed in that my rear setback was approved, and the side was the only piece that was denied. And just recently, I received the paperwork that says the rear was never approved.
Yeah, the application was denied in its entirety.
Yes, and I had come into the board actually twice to find out about that, and in my discussions with the people at the board, I thought that the rear was approved, and we went because I brought new plans in to show how I was redesigning the house due to the side setback change. And I asked the questions and thought that I had a variance on the rear setback.
When you say the people of the board, you're talking about the board. What board are you talking about?
The Board of Adjustments office.
Okay, you talked to someone in there.
Yes, I came to the Board of Adjustments office. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we sat in with. I believe it was Jenny sat with me and we listened to the tapes, and there was some inconclusive discussion about the rear setback, and I ask if there was nothing said negatively about the rear setback, was it then approved? And I believed it was approved when I left there.
Mr. Chairman, I have the record here that we have says on 4504, a variance side and rear yard setbacks were denied on 4-5.
Yeah, the findings are pretty clear that the whole application was denied, regardless of whatever the discussion was. So here, the reason I asked the question is this: the board is familiar with the process for reapplication. It's a two-pronged test. You have to determine first if the application being offered this evening is substantially different from the one that was offered back in April of 2004. If you conclude that it is substantially different, then you can rule on its merit. If, however, you find that it is not substantially different, then it's denied at the first instance.
You understand what he just said?
In other words, you don't get two bites out of the apple. So if tonight's application is not substantially different from the one you presented 3 years ago, 2 years ago, the board can't consider it.
So it's the same. It is the same.
Exactly the same.
It's exactly the same.
We can't consider it.
We can't consider it then.
It's a fairly straightforward legal rule. It's been through the courts any number of times. Unless it is a substantially different application, the board can't consider it once it's been denied.
Meaning that substantially different in that on just the rear setback, you mean?
Well, no, the entire application, because the board the last time denied the entire application. So what you're requesting here tonight has to be substantially different from what was presented 2 years ago, meaning that you've made changes that you've made changes that would have addressed the opposition
those
issues, and that the numbers basically are different.
I readjusted the garage completely, which is one half which is on the east side of the property. I had to readjust that garage completely to meet the rear setback and side variance.
There's a survey attached from Coast Survey that the board has. Is this the same? Was this from? It's dated July 14, 2004. Is this the same plan you're applying for tonight?
Let me suggest that you allow him to go ahead and present it and explain during your presentation how this differs from the application you presented 3 years ago. From the podium, because it's got to be on the record.
I guess I'm trying to understand is, I modified the garage so I could get a two-car garage, and I had a much wider garage, and it was not nearly as deep. And what I've done in that new plan, that plan that you're looking at, is I moved the garage further back to the 10-foot, which it moves back to 10-foot one.
Okay, what was it several years ago? How far were you attempting to build it in 2004?
Well, the garage would have been, let me go back and look. I'll have to look, and I think I have my original survey.
10.5.
In the archive.
This was the original proposal.
The garage would have been, see the way the garage was built here.
Why don't you submit that at the far end to Mr. Rickard and let him mark it and hand it down to the members of the board to look at.
This is what you're asking. First time this was?
Yes, that was my original. Yeah, it was much wider. It was further further from the rear, the garage. The utility room was different.
So you've eliminated entirely the request for a side yard setback, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Because that was the piece that seemed to be clearly denied.
I remember there was a neighbor who was...
Yes.
So this survey in our package that's still dated... it's dated July 14th, 2004. This is a new survey? Or did you... Did you make corrections in your addition to it?
That was a final survey done on the property as it exists now.
So in July of 2004, this garage was on here as the survey shows.
July of 2004.
So how did it come about that you were in violation? Did you get a certificate of occupancy when it was finished?
No, it appears that I don't have a certificate of occupancy based on the builder that was building this house said that it will take several weeks to maybe a couple months to get the final certificate, and I don't believe I've ever received it. And I was notified by the board that they were missing a final inspection, and they came out to do the inspections, and there were several inspections they thought they were missing, but the inspection stickers were in the box, signed off by, I believe, Mr. Ross, I believe was the name. So he verified the inspections that had been done, but there was a final inspection that had never been completed because the front deck wasn't finished.
The, There's also a proposed addition, according to the January 2004 survey, there was a proposed addition on the opposing side.
Yes.
And it's showing a foundation there now, is that correct?
Yes, the house, it's, the whole house is there.
Okay, so you added on to both sides?
Yes.
Who was the builder?
Angelo Delapo.
Did he obtain the permits?
Yes, he did.
Do you have an address for him?
It's P.O. Box 142, Lewis, Delaware. 19958.
Does it go under a business name?
It was Delapo Custom Homes Incorporated.
And how do you spell Delapo?
D-E-L-A-P-O.
Okay, so when you left the last board hearing, or after you got the decision, the last board hearing, you understood that it, your side setback had been denied. So at
yes.
that point, you built the garage and you built it in conformity with the 10-foot setback.
Yes, and I came.
That's when you had this survey prepared.
And okay. Yes, I came into the board to review the drawing.
You thought you were granted a rear setback, and
yes.
so that's the reason you completed with construction in the rear.
Yes, sir.
So had construction began before, at the time of the last hearing? 2004?
No.
It had not.
No.
Yeah,
that was holding the construction, because it was going to, I believe they said it was going to take 90 days. I believe was the term, 90 days to get the answer. That's why I came in and sat and got information on the tapes. I guess it's the tape of the hearing, because I wasn't allowed to be at the second one. The first one was tabled, then there was a second one, which I was not allowed to be present at, and that's where I listened to the tapes, and it only ever talked about the side setback. So at that point, I assumed the rear setback was approved.
So the changes that were made then were that you no longer were requesting, or you no longer are requesting at this time, a side yard setback for the garage. You've eliminated the shower from the rear, but you are still asking for a rear setback, a rear variance of 10.3 feet. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, then, with that, then, members of the board, those are the applicant's differences, and you make the decision at this point as to whether or not they're substantially different from the first application.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we hear and consider the case number 9724, as I believe it is substantially different.
That was second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, with a second by Mr. McCabe, that we hear case number 9724 based on the new evidence and what we have just heard. Any questions to that? If not, all those in favor of the motion, could use a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, let the record show that was 4-1. 4 in favor of being heard and 1 opposed.
Okay, and now if I don't know if the applicant still has anything else to offer in favor of the application or not. We've kind of gone through a lot of stuff, but that would be the next step, I guess.
I have three of my neighbors, the neighbor actually on the rear setback, who sent a letter in. I believe that's on record.
We have three letters.
Three letters.
Okay.
Well,
we just told them tonight.
One's from down the street. They think the renovations have made a big improvement to the neighborhood and have no objections. The next is across the street, and they have no objections. They think that it makes a big improvement in the neighborhood. And the neighbor that lives directly beside them.
Behind.
And
it's the rear.
At the rear, right. They have no problems, and they think that it makes a big improvement in the neighborhood also.
Anything else that you've already presented?
Well, in my original request, this was a house built in 1980. I've made this my permanent residence. I have collector cars. That is why I built a garage to house them, so I wouldn't have to pay additional money to house them somewhere off-site. I've set the original location of the garage, where the on 4th Street, where the original driveway location was because it's the least traveled. I've kept the corner of the property well open for view and clear sighting on Route 273A, which is Bald Eagle Road. The addition that we talk about, as well as the garage, there's a garage on one side and an addition on the other. The addition actually is in the exact same location, actually less of a location, smaller location than the original decks were on the house. The existing house had existing decks which extended much further to the rear property line, nearly 3 to 4 feet originally further back. So I brought it even with the house. I've made that back of the house a straight line to make it aesthetically pleasing and not be chopped up and broken up. I have spent enormous amount of money trying to make it pleasing with the neighborhood, talked with all my neighbors prior to doing this, and in fact the neighbor on the back that wrote the letter, he's more than excited about me being his neighbor and the location of the house and everything I've done in the neighborhood. So I tried to stay within what I believed was in the law. Like I said, I came to the office more than once to get clarification on this this first variance, and I walked away from here totally believing that I had a rear setback granted.
Is that the reason they granted you a waiver?
I'm sorry?
The fee. Is that the reason they waived the fee? Because you were so confused? Or how did you get the waiver in the...
They waived it because they believed that...
That's
I
what
had,
I'm saying.
Yes.
It's what they're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
They waived the fee because they thought it had already been granted. Because there was no discussion in the tapes. And we listened to them again just a matter of weeks ago, and there's no discussion about the rear setback not being...
Although Mr. Burrell said it was perfectly clear.
That was denied, yeah.
That the entire application was denied.
Right,
well,
the application's entirety.
So who listened to it with you? Somebody in the office?
It was Jenny that I know of.
Jenny, okay.
At the time.
Mr. Hurst, if my memory serves me correctly, the property owner right beside you, property... owner of 208 and 209 was in opposition. Is that correct?
On the side, yes.
And is he still in opposition?
Of my new variance?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I know of. He's not a permanent resident, and he lives...
It doesn't matter if he's permanent or not.
Yeah, but he's made... I've made attempts to talk to him, and I have no additional information from him. He hasn't been down since I... came in to apply for this over a month ago. He's only a summertime resident.
You stated you weren't clear, and then you also stated that that you were told you weren't allowed to hear or review the deliberations the following meeting. Is that correct?
I was not allowed to be here.
And what made you think that?
I was told that they were done in closed chambers.
Well, if you listen... And our chairman makes it very clear at the end of each hearing that we take under advisement or table that you're welcome to, I believe your words are, you're welcome to stay for deliberation if you'd like. You know, the hearing's closed and you'll, we'll rule on it later at a later time.
But
he does make it very clear that you're welcome to stay for the deliberations and listen. He makes that very clear on every case that we take under advisement. So I'm a little confused here now. You know, he makes that statement, and you're trying to convince us that you believe that you couldn't hear our deliberations. And then, you know, it's very clear in the finding of facts that the variances were denied. But I'm sorry, I don't believe that you weren't clear.
Well, I was not living here. I was working with a design developer, if you will, a builder. And everything he did to inform me of information, I believed his information, and then I myself came in to, like I say, listen to the tape,
mm-hmm.
find out information, because I truly did not believe I could be here for the... for that deliberation. I'm sorry, maybe I misunderstood that at the time, but when that was tabled, they had to go get additional information, and then they were going to make a judgment on it.
This person that you relied on, is he here tonight?
Mr. DeLapo?
Mm-hmm.
No, he's not.
The reason?
No, because I've not had a tremendous rapport with him recently. He finished the house, and I don't think he's talked to me once or twice since. But
was it because of some misunderstandings or conflicts between you?
No, just he's gone on his way, and he informed me that I had no additional need of his services, and in fact I had to go back to get additional copies of the survey document you have, because it was never mailed to me. It was supposedly mailed here, but not to me. But that survey was never mailed here, as I understand it. That final survey that you were looking at?
And the reason that you didn't apply for a certificate of occupancy until recently is why?
Because he told me he was taking care of all that. And I have not done this in 30 some years. This is the first time I've built a house in 34 years. So.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9724. After hearing this lengthy case, it is a new case. It looks to me like the additions are no closer to the road than the rest of the house, or no closer to the rear property line. In fact, he says he has improved and made them further away. The whole house is 3 or 4 foot farther away, made an improvement to the neighborhood. I have heard no opposition, and I would like to move that we approve it.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
A second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe, with a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 9724. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Mr. Chairman, because I don't feel that the request meet the standards for granting a variance any more than they did the first time, I vote nay.
Okay. On a vote of 4-1, case number 9724 is passed. Four in favor and one opposed.
Thank you.
Okay. Case number